Okay, Perek Kuf Yud Aleph here in Tehillim 111, as we continue with the Sefer of David HaMelech. This Perek is in Aleph Beis. We haven't had an Aleph Beis Perek in a very long time, but this is Aleph Beis. Every Pasuk is two. It starts off with Aleph and Beis as the first Pasuk, and Gimel and Dalet as it continues. There are 10 Psukim here, so it should be 22, but the last two Psukim have all three letters in the pasuk. Aleph Beis symbolizes it's a unit. It should be read together as a whole gamut of ideas, so to speak. Says the Radak that this parak is beloved. This parak, says the Radak, hamizmar katsar v'hu mizmar nechbad ma'od. It is very nechbad. What is nechbad about it? It's all about hodah. David HaMelech thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu about his recognizing his greatness and that he feeds all in the world and his mishpat is just and he saves us. And then at the end we have the pasuk of Reishis Chachma, as we will get to. The Das Mikra suggests that maybe this was an early version of Hodah. Maybe it was like a form of benching before benching was enacted exactly those words, because there are many parallels in this parak to the benching. As it says, Teref Nasan Li Reyav talks about food, Yizkalam Barisa, which talk about bris, a couple of other parallels that we have to benching, but it's about Hodah, that's really what it was about. Says the Radak, to summarize the parak, Yidaber Bo Lehisbonein B'Maaseh Akel, it tells us and it urges us to think about the actions of Hashem, Veliskar Tamid Niflaosav, Otsem Gvurosav, and the greatness of his wonders, V'amar bo lehis asek b'yiras hakel b'chachma, the yiras Hashem in chachma, V'chol mizmar nemar ba'alef beiz niro ki lefi godlo, hadram nechbadim shenemarim bo nemar b'ruach HaKodesh. Maybe it's a reference to Ruach HaKodesh. Okay, so Halleluka, or Hoda Hashem b'chol levav, I will thank Hashem with all my heart, besod yisharim ve'eda, in the presence of Yesharim, those that are Yashar, the Eda, and the congregation. And what am I going to say? Gdolim Maaseh Hashem. God's actions are great. Drushim L'kol Cheftzehem. They are sought out. They are accessible. They're able to be focused on to all who want. To all Cheftzehem. Right? The Gdolim Maaseh Hashem. Let's just read the next, we'll focus on each one and then we'll see them overall. Says the Mitzudas David, what does it mean, Jerushim l'kol cheftzehem? Says the Mitzudas David, you read the pasuk, Gdolim Maaseh Hashem, Hashem's actions are great, Im ki Maaseh Hashem im Gdolim, even though they're so amazing, Ritzoni lomar asuyim b'chachba nifla, they're so supernatural, Im kol zeh, Hema Jerushim v'nimtsaim. Whoever wants to focus on them and gain from them, so then they can, right? The Rambam says, that's what we have to do. The Rambam says that's the way to bring to Avas Hashem and to Yiras Hashem, right? By looking at the Maaseh Hashem, the Rambam. We haven't read this in a while. The Rambam says, in Parak Beis and Hilchot Yisodei HaTorah, Heichi Aderech La'avasu V'Yirasu, what's the way to come to Ava and Yiras Hashem? B'shashi Yizbonein Adam B'Maasav. When a person thinks about his actions, Uberu Ava Nifla'im Agdolim, and his amazing wonders. He talks about the bruim and the masim. The yirameyem chachmaso, she'en la'erech locates, and he sees there's an infinite wisdom that has no limit, no end. Miyad, immediately when he thinks about the world, hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mifa'er, i.e. he loves and praises and glorifies. U'misave, and desires, taiva gadola, leida Hashem agadol, to know God. Kemo she'amar David, samanafshi lelokim lokochai. Like David HaMelech has this amazing yearning. And when he thinks about these actual same things, miyad, again miyad, two miyads, who nirta la'achorav the yare the yafached. And he jumps backwards, conceptually, and he's scared, and he's fearful. V'yodei, and he realizes, shubir yekatana shfela afela. He is a lowly, dark, small creature. Omid bedaz kala me'uta l'feit tzimim deos, in front of Hashem. Right, this is Ava and this is Yira. And that's what the Pirush on the side here also talks about different levels of Ava and levels of Yira. But this is Jerushim L'kol Chefzeim. That he wants that it's able to be focused on the Mesudas David with Hashem's amazingness and unable to verbalize and explain what he is, but we can appreciate. Jerushim L'kol Chefzeim, if you look in the Emre Baruch, he quotes an idea from the Dubna Magid. Dubna Magid, he says in Parshas Ekev, he says that we try to figure out tamim for mitzvahs. Right? We know tamim for mitzvahs. He quotes there three categories of mitzvahs. He has chukim, shimios, and sichlios. What are chukim? Chukim, you know, the reasons are not known. Ein itana yodea bahem admat mitamam v'hulasam v'sotam. Number two are the shimios. Shimios are the ones that the Torah itself gives the reason for. Pesach al shapasach, sukkah ki v'sukkos oshafti. And then the sichlios. Hamuvchanim u'mukabim atzeinu mipas haskalaseinu. Those that we would figure out. Im kozen neida. But we have to know that even though, says the, he quotes this from the Dubna Magid, even though we recognize that there are some ta'amim, but we realize there are so many other elements to the mitzvah behind what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. Im kozen neida asher mi bilade atam hamavur v'hamuskal od leilokim yizbarach ta'amim tzfunim v'sodos genuzos aleihem kasher hidu rabosenu zal b'zohar HaKadosh. And there are many more. Every mitzvah, and he says, even in the mitzvahs that we think geneva is such a, it's a mitzvah that's so understood. Why is it though? Shouldn't geneva be different based on who you stole from? If you stole from a poor person, you should be chayiv more, and a rich person, and more embarrassment, and yet no. Din pruta kedin mea. Vein hevdol bein ha'onesh ha'magia la'hagonev me'ashir, shaveh pruta la'gonev mea ani, prusas lechem. Right? Just, doesn't matter. Right? And Karban Pesach. Oh, it's Al Shapasach. But what about all the details on Lotishbru? That's a Lotishbru vocal, Ben Nechor. So even though we know some Tamim for mitzvahs, with that, we recognize that there's so much beyond us. And he says, this is what the Pasuk means. Gedolim Ma'aseir Hashem. Hashem's actions and Ma'asim and mitzvahs that he gives us are great, even though Jerusalem Lachol Chafseim, even though feel free to try to figure out some of the answers. But ultimately know that Gedolim Ma'aseir Hashem. They're beyond us. Im calls us Alein Elohamin ki Odlem Ta'amim Gedolos. Gedolim. The Sodos Ramos V'Nisgavos. They're beyond everything that we could imagine. But again, we should try to understand them as much as we can. So the parak starts off that the Hodah is for the Ma'aseh Hashem, Jerushim L'Kol Chafseim. Hod V'Hadar Pa'alo V'Tzidkaso Omedes La'ad. His pu'ulos are glorified, and his Tzidkus, his Tzedek, is Omed La'ad. And then we get into Zecher Asol, if Nifla'osav, a Zecher for all of his wonders. The Malbim here, classic Malbim, discusses, there are three words here. Ma'aseh Hashem, pu'ulos Hashem, and Nifla'os Hashem. Says the Malbim, they're all different. Maisim is an action that is done and it's finished. Sha'maisa hunach al davar hanigmar, she'ein yad ha'poel osik bo yoter. Pu'ula hunach al ha'esek sha'poel odenu mis'asik bepa'alo. And both of these bechinos are in the Bria. Hashem finished and created, that's the Maisa, but pu'ula means he's still involved. To look at the gracious in the world as if it's perfect. But Hashem is still doing it. These are both within Teva though. But then you have Niflos. That's Hanhaga Acheres Shelefamim Yaharos V'Yishadid Chukei Teva V'Zeh Nikra Niflos. And that's what we have. Gedolim Ma'aseh Hashem and Jerusalem L'Kol Chafseim, and the amazing that you look at it and we see the pu'ulos that he continues. Hod v'hadar pa'alo shehu masha adayin po'el va'oseik v'habriya b'tmidus v'ibriya chadasha b'chol rega. But ultimately, nespasik zecher asa l'nifla osav. Amnam ha'niflo sheim l'mal l'miderach ha'teva lo yaseh Hashem tamid. Hashem doesn't do them always. V'lo yishaneh et ha'teva rak be'es menaitim l'fi hatzorich l'hodiyah l'bnei adam v'gvurosav. To let everybody know. So zecher asa, now we're up to the next pasuk. Zecher asa, he makes a zecher to the niflos. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Right, he makes a zecher to the niflos. Right, this is Rashi says, what's the zecher? There are so many mitzvahs that are zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. Chaval Yisrael Shabbasos Moadim Umitzvos Shekasuv Bohem V'Zacharta Ki Eved Hayisa B'Mitzrayim. There are so many mitzvahs. The well-known Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban discusses that there are so many mitzvahs Zecher L'tzias Mitzrayim. Why? And I think he quotes this pasuk: Zecher Asal V'Nifla'osav. Why is that? Because, says the Ramban, right, out of all the events in the history of the world, Zecher L'tzias Mitzrayim has more mitzvahs related to it. He says because ultimately we know there are many heretics throughout history. Mayhem kofrim be'ikar v'omrim ki olam kadmon. Some heretics denied everything. There was no creator. Umehem, meaning they denied, let's say, Ma'aseh Hashem. But then there are others that say there was Ma'aseh Hashem, but there isn't Pu'ulos Hashem, to use the Malbim's Lashon. Umehem achishim bidiyaso apratis. V'amru ech yada kev yishtia be'elyon. Umehem sheyodu biyadiyah umachishim bashgacha. Right? He's not all involved. He's not all powerful. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to undermine all of these heretical views, says the Rambam, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He does a nes. Because once he does a nes, HaMofes HaNifla Moreh SheYesh LaOlam Eloka Mechadsho VeYodea UMashgiach VeYachol. He knows, he's involved, he can do whatever he wants. And if it was Nigzar by a Navi beforehand, even greater, says the Rambam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do nisim all the time. That's not the purpose of the world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most miraculous time period in the history of the world was Yetzias Mitzrayim. So Hashem gives us so many reminders so that we remember even later on when there's only Maisei Hashem and Pu'ulos Hashem, we remember Niflos Hashem. And even the Pu'ulos are really Niflos. So he says the Ramban he tells us, Shebechol Shah, the Modeh Behem Leilokav, the Kavanas called Mitzvot, all Mitzvot are to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one in charge. And then he says at the end, Anisim Agdolam HaMufrisamim, Ado Modeh Benisim HaNiskarim. Shehem Yisoda Torah Kula V'chulu, that everything we have to believe is nice. But that's what it says here, Zecher Asal Nifla Osav. The Rambam, also, much discussed, does not count the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. He mentioned it as in Mishnah Torah, but it's not counted as a separate one of the 613. Why isn't Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim mentioned? So some say they quote two things B'Shem Rav Chaim, or B'Shem Rav Salvechik. One thought they quote B'Shem Rav Chaim is that way, what we say in the Haggadah, Yemei Chayecha Hayamim. Kol Yemei Chayecha? Halelos. Yemei Chayecha Yom Hazeh, Kol Yemei Chayecha L'Havi L'Mos HaMashiach. We pass on like the first opinion. We pass in Kol Yemei Chayecha Halelos. We pass on Zechiras Mitzrayim is even at night. So there's no makar that we're going to do Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're going to do Zechiras Mitzrayim in the future. And a mitzvah, according to the Rambam, has to be eternal. If it's ever going to end, even in a very long time, it can't be a mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam doesn't count it. Because the Rambam paskins, Kol Yemei Chayecha L'Rabos Halelos, not Yom HaMashiach. One idea. But if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Kriyashma, he seems to answer the question, you know, without that, without giving that lumdus answer. And that is, the Rambam says, against the other Rishonim, what is the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kriyashma? Right, the Rambam Shita is all three parshios. All three parshios. Unlike the other Rishonim, Rashi says one, Ramban says one pasuk, Rashi says one parsha, the Tosfos says two parshios, the Rambam says all three parshios. It's Beferish. Beferish in the Rambam. The Rambam says, all three parashios are da'araisa. Umahu kore sholosh parashios. Elu vehein shmava mishmo vayomer. Vechulu. And he quotes all three. And the third one why do we say the third one? Because it's Kriyas Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Kriyas sholosh parashios elu al seder seh. Hiya nikreis kriyashma. So the Rambam's chiddush is that Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim is part of the mitzvah of kriyashma. Part of the mitzvah being makabel malchus shamayim is remembering Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Zecher asa l'nifla osav. The zecher is to the niflos are in the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Chad Nevracham Hashem. We continue. Taraf Nasan Li Reyav. He always gives food to all those who fear him. Yizkar la'olam briso. Hashem remembers his covenant, his bris. Which bris? Bris ben Abasarim, says the Radak. Zachar Lizman Rav. Briso shakara sevamar mavinu ben Abasarim. He remembers years later. The Bris Ben Abasarim. He remembers the message of the Bris Ben Abasarim. Right? V'achrechen yitzu b'rechush gadol. We've mentioned often the thought of the Sefer Ha'ikarim all the way at the end of his Sefer in Maimar Dalin, in Perak Mem Hei, where he talks about, Rashi also quotes it in Parshas Nitzavim, the way that Rashi quotes it by the Bris Ben Abasarim and also by Nitzavim, the way that they used to make a Bris. Why is it called Ben Abasarim between the parts? Because the way a covenant was made was that you cut a whole item in half and you walk through. And you walk through to symbolize that the two parties in a covenant are now becoming one. They're really two halves of a whole unit. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu and Avram, Hashem said, I'm going to be your other half for eternity. That was the godless of the covenant. That was the godless of the Bris Ben Abasarim. Kedei Likshar, to read just some of the Lashon of the Sefer Ikarim. Kedei Likshar uledabe ka'ava b'neim. Achi yushneim kilu heim guf echad. V'yishmar kalechan mehem es chaveiro kishmiraso es atzmo. Ki kamosha shnei abasarim heim hayu guf echad b'bal chai. Just like they were two of a whole being. V'yakol chelek mehem margish b'sar chaveiro. And the other one feels the pain of the friend. Ashakashu magia choli o nezek b'chelok echad. If one part is sick, the whole organism is sick. So too, anashim karsei bris. You could guf echad b'yosam b'chayim b'lo yafrid b'nehem rakamavis. Nothing will separate. That's the Bris Bein HaBisarim that we have in the in this parak, that Yizkar Hashem remembers the bris. Koach ma'asav he give liyamo. The koach of his actions, he tells his am, l'aseis l'nachlas goyim, to give them the nachla of other nations. What's that referring to? Remember, that's the first Rashi in Chumash. But Rashi also quotes it here. Right? Koach ma'asav he give liyamo. Hashem created the world, and he created the chosen land for a certain level of people to be in. A certain type of people to be in. So when there are Odei Avodah Zarah there, they can't be there. But Hashem had it all planned out. To teach him, and Parshas Bereishis is written, Hashem created the world, and he can give the, every land to whoever he wants. Kazal Yisrael b'mayis Bereishis, lo diem sha'aret shalo, I'm reading the Rashi here, ubiyado lo hoshivba, kol mi sheyirtze, v'lakar elu ulohoshev achirim, shalo yuchlu ha'umos lomar li Yisrael gazlonim atem, shekavashtem eret shev agoyim. They can't say that, right? Because Hashem created the world, and Hashem gave it to whoever he wants. Ma'ase yadav emes u'mishpat. His ma'isim are emes and mishpat, ne'emanim kol pikudav. They're all true. Right, the Radak says, connected to the previous pasuk, the whole world might say, how could you get rid of these nations from the land of Israel? They're connected, they're connected to Palestine for so many years. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes u'mishpat. Ne'eman l'chol pikudav. Smuchim la'ad lo'olam, they Hashem supports them, asuyim be'emes v'yosher. Smuchim, they are supported. Right, the Gemara darshins in the beginning of Yevamos, smuchim is a remes to the idea of darshining smuchim. Right, we know there's a concept of hekish and smuchin. Hekish is two things in the same pasuk are compared. Smuchin is when you have two different psukim next to each other. So the yidashin and smuchin. So there's a machlokas in the whole Torah, in the first four books, and Dvarim, everybody agrees that yidashin and smuchin. And there are many halachas that are learned out from smuchin. Losachon Sharbadisho and others related to Malkus. Asuyim be'emes v'yashar. Pidus shalach la'amo. He sent, Hashem sent a redemption to his am. Pidush shalach la'amo, tziva la'olam briso. He commanded to keep his bris, kadosh v'nora shemo. What is pidush shalach la'amo? So the Rinas Yisla connects this to the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi in Jerush Beis discusses how really we came out of Mitzrayim early. That's why Moshe didn't want to go. Moshe didn't want to go. Moshe Hashem says, no, I got to take him out early. Hashem had to take us out because if we would have been there another second, we would have been identifiable as Zera Avraham. So he would never have to take us out. He only has to keep his promise if there's a Zera Avraham. If there's no Zera Avraham, there's no more promise. So that's why Hashem had to take us out. But he took us out early, and that's why we had to go into other Galios, to be Mashlim. So Pidus Shalach La'amo, it's a reference to that, says the Rinas Yitzchak. Siva La'olam Briso, but he wanted to keep his covenant, and that's why he had to do it. He had to take us out a little earlier. Kadosh v'nora shemo. Hashem is kadosh v'nora. Reishis chachma yiras Hashem. The first step of chachma is yiras Hashem. So much that we could talk about here. If you look in the Archa Sadikim, the first page of the Archa Sadikim, where before he gets into all of his sha'arim, he says the first step in life, the goal of life is yiras Shamayim. The goal of life is yiras Hashem. He quotes all the psukim. Yiras Hashem, Reishis Das, Isha Yiras Hashem, Hitasalal. Shlomo was Ashir Mikal Adam. What does he ask from Hashem? He just asks for not Kesef and Adzav, Vein Lasso Gelab Yiras Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu, Yiras Hashem Alkecha. Reishis Chachma Yiras Hashem. The Nefesh HaChayim, amongst others, in Shar Dalet, writes that the Gemara tells us, Hashem only gives Chachma to a Chacham. Hashem only gives Chachma to a Chacham. Right, so the question is, so how do you get the first Chachma? That's the problem. How do you get the first Chachma? So this is in Mashar Dalet Perek Hey, in the footnote. Ubezei Yivor Ma'amaram, Reish Perek HaRoeh. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosin Chachma, Elo Mishi Yishlo Chachma. Ubelev Kol Chacham Lev, Nasati Chachma. Yoav Chachma Sar L'Chakimin, Daniel. Ulechar Yipale, Te'im Kein Chachma Rishonam, Ayayin Timatze, B'chol Eitzel Adam. How do you get the first Chachma? Then Hashem's going to give you more Chachma. Amnam Ha'inyan, Ki Kasa Mefurash, Shagam Hayira Nikris Chachma. Right, and Yiras Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. So if a person has Yiras Hashem, that's the first Chachma, then Hashem will give Chachma. Shehi Otzaro HaTov Shel HaChachma, Shetish Tamer V'Tizkayim Bo. You can't have Chachma without Yiras Shamayim. Yiras Shamayim is the storehouse. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim says. The storehouse, Yiras Shamayim, Musar, you have to have that in order to hold the Chachma in it. That's the Gemara in Shabbos also discusses that is the first step at the Gemara in Shabbos that talks about the Shisha Sedarim, right? The pasuk in Yeshayo. Vayamunas Yitecha Chosin Shul Chachma Vadas Yiras Hashem Hi Otsaro. Right? It's a various pasuk. You want all the Torah, you want all the Sedarim, but if you don't have the Yiras Hashem, so then nothing's going to hold. Mashal Adam Shalom Elishlucho, Ha'aleli Kurchitim Lalia, bring me a Kur of Chitim, Halach Vahalalo Amalei. Did you put some chumtin in it? Because the chumtin is something that dries out the fruit from becoming wormy. Armalei says, I didn't put that material in. Armalei mutav and loy halisa. Okay, it's just going to go bad. So Yerushamayim is the spice that we sprinkle within the Torah in order to keep the Torah. Right, the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Yiras Hashem kodem l'chachmaso. Yiras Hashem is kayemes. If not, the Radak here says, if we get into all the philosophy and all the deep questions without being grounded in Yiras Shemayim, then we're just going to be messed up. That's what the Radak says here. The Radak says, im yomar adam chachmas ha-chakira o filosofia tchila ulay yivahel berucho. V'yayiz mitzcho l'hachish ha-osos v'hamofsim ha-gdolim ha-nimson v'kis v'yakodesh. He says, first, reishas chachma yiras Hashem. That's first. Seichel tov l'chalo sehem, and that's be grounded in asiya. Tehilaso omedes la'ad. His praise, the tough. Hashem's praise is forever. So we started off with the parak with halaluka, and we end off with tehilaso omedes la'ad.